You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content, let me remind you, within every market there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities, and you just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I deliver it every day, and we have a very focused show. Only chat about items affecting the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Let me remind you, though, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Sorry about that. Didn't mean to interrupt you, buddy. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. An exciting day today is International Women's Day. Yeah, well, you know, I'll say this just because I am married almost 29 years. Holy cow, she's put up with me that long. Isn't every day Women's Day? Just a thought right there. Might get me in a little bit of trouble, but I'm used to it. I've got broad shoulders. I've done this once or twice before. But on the flip side, let me remind you also, though, being that it is International Women's Day, our friends over at Women Network, it is not plural, womennetwork.com. There is two N's in that, womennetwork.com. They've got their big conference going on this evening. I believe it's 6 to 8 o'clock, something like that. Go to womennetwork.com. You can check out their big event. I see on their website it starts 9 hours, 53 minutes, so if you can do the math, you can figure out exactly what time it will be starting the International Women's Day Global Gathering, March 8th, UCI. You can get all the information right there on their website. Now, being that I have beaten anorexia, I will also share with you that today is also, drum roll, please, wrong drum. Yeah, today, again, you got to enjoy it. Sometimes you feel like in that. Today is National Peanut Cluster Day as well. So I can never go wrong with a little bit of milk chocolate peanut clusters. I wonder, well, our intern Alec here, he's over there at, what is it, Fresh and Easy Sprouts, something like that? Sprouts? Okay, Sprouts. Got a run on peanut clusters today, you think? Maybe have a run on peanut clusters. I might even have to go over there and get a few peanut clusters myself. So we won't give him a free plug over there. We're not going to tell him what store you're at, Alex. So we'll just tell him National Peanut Cluster Day, Chocolate Peanut Cluster Day. Of course, I don't know if there's any other kind of peanut cluster other than chocolate peanut cluster. I digress. Did you see, right after we went off broadcast yesterday, the awarding or the announcement of the outcome of the Aaron Andrews case. Are you following that case at all? A lot of people following Aaron Andrews, but I don't know about this case. Aaron Andrews won $55 million in damages. Wow. Now, here's the irony. $55 million award for this Peeping Tom case. And I think where they came up with the number, I don't know whether how exactly, but one of the reports that I heard said they actually figured that every time if she wanted to do this on her own, she probably could have got $1,500 per viewer, something like that. And that's kind of how they figured the whole deal out. I don't know whether that's true or not. $55 million. They felt that Michael David Barrett, he pleaded guilty to interstate stalking of Andrews, sentenced 27 months in prison. They felt that he was mostly at fault for the case, so they charged him 51% at fault. The hotel operator, the Nashville Marriott, they were considered to be 49% at fault. So think about this. It's amazing when you look at how these numbers work because of all the money that goes through this whole process. So Aaron Andrews wins $55 million, 51% charged to the stalker, 49% to the hotel. Now, I don't know about you, but if you're a stalker, I know the guy was a insurance executive, probably does not have the money to pay. And being that the way this law particularly works, they can't say that the two are really in cahoots. So the Marriott is not, this Nashville Marriott is not required to pay for his share. So that she's going to probably lose that $28 million. So that brings down the award to about $27 million. And she, depending upon how the insurance is worked, if that Nashville Marriott has insurance for this sort of thing, might settle this, the estimates or the expectations, settle for $20 million. A lot of money. 40% will go to the attorneys. That brings her down to $12 million. Estimate is that she cost her about $1 million to prep for the case. Brings her, how you spend $1 million prepping for the case, I don't know, but that's what they say. Brings it down to $11 million. And since there's no physical injuries, just emotional injuries, it becomes taxable. So out of the $55 million award, it's estimated, based on these numbers, she gets about $6 million at the end of the day. Now, I would not be upset about $6 million. Sounds like a lot of money.
More money.
Yeah, she should get some more money. And think about that. $55 million, she's going to get, what's that, 11%, 12% of it? Well, but that's still, it's still a lot of money. And, you know, realistically, from all accounts, scarred for life. So just an interesting story. We're going to chat a little bit more about that tomorrow. I'll see what David Meltzer's take is on that. Sports One Marketing. David's going to be chatting with us tomorrow. Also have a chat with him. Just a little bit of a preview. Facebook looking to bid on Thursday Night Football. Really? Facebook? Thursday Night Football? Okay. And we'll also talk to David about this drugging case with Maria Sharapova. So you're going to want to make sure you check in with us tomorrow morning for sure to get all that information. Elections going on. We do know that the elections, Michigan is the big winner today. Although none of the candidates, for some goofy reason, here's how you know if the candidate, you know, what these candidates are really thinking. Now, I don't know about you. We are, what is this, early part of March, and you have the opportunity of campaigning in Michigan or campaigning in Hawaii. Now, you tell me.
This is ridiculous.
I think I'd be in Hawaii, but the candidates didn't go to Hawaii. Well, think about this. Republicans don't need to go to Hawaii. There's no logical reason for the Republicans to go to Hawaii. That's about as Democrat a state as they come. And I guess there wasn't enough money for Bernie Sanders to take from the citizens of Hawaii. And Hillary, well, Hillary is, wait, I think we got her. I think we've got Hillary coming into the studio once again. She does make a regular appearance here on Ron Siegel Radio, so we'll see if we can get Hillary in. Yeah, she did come in. She showed up, not doing it over there in Hawaii. Just a thought right there. Watch the news. It'll be we'll talk about it again tomorrow a little bit. What's going to happen if none of the candidates get enough delegates? It's going to be a brokered convention. It's going to be very, very interesting to see what comes up in the Republican Party. Obviously, Hillary's going to win her side unless the FBI catches a hold of her. But and that's getting more and more likely. It's amazing how she keeps on talking. She talk about the arrogance of Hillary Clinton. I'll just share with you about the arrogance here. Think about this. The FBI, we know that there's 150-some FBI agents working this case. And she continues to talk about it as if nothing is going on, although she's got nothing at risk, as they're doing nothing. Just baffles my mind that she would even talk about it. And she's a lawyer. She knows these things. We'll talk more. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial market. Yes, our new guide has come out on things to consider when buying a home. We're going to chat a little bit about some of the contents in there. I'll also tell you how you can get your copy for free. Study Against Fine Home Ownership, a better way of producing wealth. All that and more. Reach us anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on-air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7747.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. You know, if you really want the true value, the equity of your home, you gotta get a hold of one of the professionals. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. PAIR to 79564. They're gonna get you, they're gonna talk to you. Holy cow. That's a unique proposition in this day and age. It's amazing, especially I've got 3 sons all in their mid to early 20s. And the concept of talking seems like it's something that we're getting away from nowadays. Text and Snapchat used to be email. You don't see the young folks aren't emailing as much anymore. It seems to be Snapchat and texting are the methods of communication. Well, when you're talking about $100,000, $200,000, million-dollar house, I suggest maybe you want more than 140 characters. Could be. I mean, it's just my personal opinion. I suggest you want to have a conversation. That conversation basically is going to entail you chatting with a professional from your neighborhood, them asking you some questions about your property, maybe about your financing of the property. That's how you figure out equity, is you have to understand the financing that's on the property as well. Most of it's public information. So they could just go to the public record. Well, you give them somebody address. You give me your address of your home. And I can tell you the liens that are on it, how much you owe on it, basically, just using a basic amortization schedule. So it's not like they're asking you for confidential information. But then they can put together a report for you and give you an idea of the equity in your home. And all you have to do, it's free, a compliments of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. So we chatted yesterday about home ownership and the idea that if you own a home versus renting a home, forced savings, forced creation of wealth. Well, Baracha, Hardin, and Johnson, BH&J, come out with a buy versus rent index. Their index, it's a quarterly report that attempts to answer the question, is it better to rent or buy a home in today's market? The index examines the entire U.S. market, then isolates 23 major markets for comparison. The researchers use a horse race comparison between an individual that is buying a home and an individual that rents a similar quality home and reinvests all monies otherwise invested in home ownership. It's Dr. Johnson, PhD, real estate economist and professor at Florida Atlantic University, and one of the index's authors, states, and I'll quote, "The nation as a whole is in buy territory. Continued near record low mortgage rates, unsteady stock market performance, and rents on average now outpacing the cost of ownership. That would be maintenance, taxes, insurance, etc. All combined to favor owning and building wealth through home equity over renting and reinvesting in a portfolio of stocks and bonds," unquote. Dallas, Denver, and Houston currently remain deep in rent territory, but there is some degree of good news from these markets for homeowners, as the cost of renting is now increasing at a faster rate than the cost of home ownership, reducing the advantage of renting over buying. The bottom line, a home makes sense socially and financially. Rents are going up. Here in Southern California, the recent numbers that I saw, average apartment rent in Orange County, $1,882. And the property manager is looking at an increase of about 8%. Think about all that. If you want more information on the study, the BH&J Index, and other FAU real estate activities are sponsored by Investments Limited of Boca Raton. And I did post a copy of this information right there, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. Every quarter, Ron Siegel Radio, in conjunction with our team, we put out two complimentary guides. One of them is buying a home, things to consider when buying a home, and we also have things to consider when selling a home. They are free for you, free for listeners of Ron Siegel Radio. But I'd like to highlight some of the information in these guides because we changed them. We just released the spring guide for 2016. If you would like your complimentary copy of the spring guide of 2016, text HBG, Home Buying Guide, to 79564. You'll be able to get a copy free of things to consider when buying a home. And I'll just highlight a few of the things that we talk about in the guide because it's very, very important to me, especially knowing that 57% last month, 57% of homes went to first-time home buyers. And I'm going to share with you that you need guidance. I had a gentleman call me yesterday, and he's not a first-time home buyer. He's actually well up as a senior citizen. And I'm going to share with you that his scenario was very much like a lot of people that I talked to. He went to a well-known military credit union. Not going to talk about which military credit union, but he went to a well-known, and ironic enough, it's the second one I've heard in less than 5 days, went to the same exact place. They get a fantastic rate, quote, on the loan, and then they cannot get a call back. They cannot get somebody to help them. They cannot get their loan closed on time. And then in this environment, and I'm a big, big proponent of the VA loan, best loan on the market. But where you get it is just as important as the loan itself and the rate. So you got a fantastic rate, but does that really matter if they cannot close the loan? If they can't get you your home, does it matter how good a rate you can get from them? And I'm going to share with you just a very, very simple analogy, because you know that I talk about gas prices and the amount that we get stiffed here in the state of confusion, right? National average of gas right now today, $1.81.2. Here in the state of confusion, it's $2.45.8. Now, you might say, I want to pay $1.45.2. That's the $1.81.2. That's the national average. Well, that's good. If you can't get it, do you think your car is going to continue running? No. Same exact scenario with a house. Anybody can quote any number. If they can't deliver, you don't get the house. Very, very simple. So you need great guidance. You need to be working with a company that closes the loans that they offer, that's able to deliver. Now, one of the first articles that we put in the guide this month or this quarter, reasons to buy a home this spring right away. Now, we know CoreLogic's latest home price index, they're telling us that home prices have appreciated by 6.3% over the last 12 months. Well, that's all well and good. What does the future bring? That same report is telling us that prices are going to increase 5.5% over the next year and right around 10% in the state of California. Home Price Expectation Survey, again, like I shared with you yesterday, they talked to 100 economists, investment strategists, and housing market analysts. Their most recent report projects home values to appreciate by more than 3.2% a year for the next 5 years. Now, will it be 3.2 or will it be 5.5 nationally? I don't know. But think about this. If you put 10% down on your home, the return on your cash, even at the 3.2%, is going to be, what, 27% return? I think that makes a lot of sense. Now, another reason to buy a home right away, mortgage interest rates. Now, last week, they went up drastically. Yesterday, they were up. Today, they're down. Interest rates do that on a regular basis. You never know. Freddie Mac's primary mortgage market survey shows that interest rates for a 30-year mortgage, right around 4%. You could probably do a little better, depending upon your scores and your debt-to-income ratio. Sometimes it might cost you a little more. Are you refinancing is more than purchasing? Condos cost more than single-family homes. Generally, if you're putting a minimal down payment down, you have to impound your taxes and insurance. But if you don't, it may cost you a little bit for that. But basically, interest rates are very, very favorable. You need to be considering that, because if interest rates or when interest rates start going back up, if you're in a 30-year fixed rate loan, your loan will not go up. Your payment will not go up. It's very, very simple right there. On the flip side of that, is if rates go down further, you can take advantage of them. There's nothing that says you cannot restructure a loan. That's why I use the theory, if you like it, lock it. I'm going to talk to you in the next segment about rate shopping a little bit. But if you like it, lock it. It's a simple scenario because you have options on the way down. On the way up, you cannot go retroactive to a rate that you liked last week or last year. It doesn't work that way. You know that you're paying a mortgage. It does not matter whether you're buying or renting. You are paying a mortgage. The question is, are you paying your mortgage or are you paying somebody else's mortgage? And from a non-financial standpoint, buying, the sooner you buy is better, just because it's time to move on with your life. If you need a bigger home, if you need a smaller home, If you need to be in a different school district, it doesn't matter which it is. You need to just be in the right spot. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we will talk about rate shopping. We'll also talk about some random reasons your credit score could drop. Also got some mortgage tips. We do that every morning. And some homeowner tax breaks you should be taking advantage of. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, you know, you can go right there to YouTube, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at VIP Mortgage. When you're ready for that new home, when you're ready to restructure that existing loan, VIP Mortgage has the products that are best for you. You just need to give a call, 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with the right people to help you and get your loan closed. I realize, I just heard this statistic yesterday, and it just blew me away when I heard this, that 25%, fully 25% of the pre-approval letters that are issued by lenders, 25% do not close the loan when they, even though they've told the buyer that they're going to close, 25%. And it kind of correlates with something I was sharing with you in the last segment a little bit about one of the big credit unions, military credit unions, that the folks at these, at some of the credit unions and the big banks, they do a lot of different things at these companies. They've got a lot of responsibilities. And I find that for the most part, there's some really, really nice people there. And, you know, there's some goofballs, but there's goofballs in every industry and every place. Nice people. Way, way overworked. And if you get one of the credit unions or the big banks, they're doing all kinds of advertising, but they build a different form of infrastructure than what your mortgage banker will do. The infrastructure that they build is they've got a man or woman sitting at their mortgage desk. And I can tell you this because my son used to work at Bank of America, so I understand exactly how they do these things. But they have somebody that they're a teller today. They decide that a promotion, they're going to move them to be a maybe a personal banker. Then they might go to a loan officer within a branch. And they get all these people coming in. They've got the tellers that are get a bonus for promoting the idea of you going to the mortgage officer or the loan officer there. And again, they don't have the infrastructure. So what they've done is you go to the loan officer, they look at your information, they might take an application or ask you to bring back an application. They give you a rate quote, but now they're doing that 20 or 30 times a day with different people. They don't have enough people helping them. So what ends up happening is they might tell you they can do a loan, but how are they going to get it done? Are they going to get it done on time? In today's environment, when you've got less than 3 months' supply of inventory in most areas of Southern California, it becomes very, very difficult for them to get the loans done as quickly because I've told you before, I lead a lending team. I chat with you on what we call a discovery call, initial call to see what is it that you need? Does it make sense? How do we structure it? And then there's a whole host of great people that work together to make sure that you get what you need when you need it. We obviously need the assistance of you, your realtor, real estate professionals, escrow, title, all these other people. But for the most part, we're working as a team to help you. A lot of times when you go into the big institutions, they have to do the processing and verifications and collect all the documentation, one individual. They get a great rate. And this is one of the issues that I find a big problem with. And I hear this a lot of times on some of the commercials that come across radio and TV as well. They're driving so many people to what they call a call center. And you don't have the ability of doing your own due diligence to find out, do you like that individual? Can you work with that individual? Can they be a trusted advisor for life? Now, I just looked at a listener's scenario yesterday, and from one of these big credit unions, he was offered a rate that was pretty very, very attractive rate. I looked at the rates that VIP Mortgage offers, and they can't come close to that rate. And I continued the conversation with the gentleman, and he said, yeah, but we're 10 days into the loan or 10 days into the purchase contract and they haven't done anything. And I said, ah. So basically what ended up happening is you did some rate shopping, you got a great rate, but they can't deliver. I said, what if I give you a tank full of gas at $1.20 a gallon? And I'll just let you know when I can give it to you. Yeah, I get it. I get it now. Rate shopping doesn't mean anything if he loses his home. He bought a home. He put an earnest money deposit down. He's 7 days away from the contingency removal for the loan. And they haven't even started. So my commentary there is, do you really want to be rate shopping? How important is the rate if you don't get the property that you want? Think about that. How important is the rate if you lose the property? Now, you can take the risky approach. Here's a risky approach that you could take. You can do the contingency removal and hope that you're qualified and keep going down the road hoping. That gets kind of scary because you remove the contingency because you know the institution's got the money to do it and you know you're a good risk. But now you get down at 45 days and you still haven't got a loan and they say, well, you're going to lose your earnest money deposit if we don't close in the next 3 days. What control do you have? Was it worth shopping and saving that $10, $20, $30 a month? Now, here's the next part of that. Yes, you go rate shopping, and you might save a couple of dollars, but let's continue. Remember, we got to continue the whole story. We're not going to close on time. Maybe you will. The anxiety of the entire process, there's another issue for you to consider. The professionalism, and then you get to the biggie. The biggie is, how long do you keep your loan? Now, I want you to understand this concept, because how long you keep your loan is twofold. Everybody gets a lot of people get a 30-year loan. That's the most popular loan, 30-year loan. But if you take the number of loans done in America and divide that by the number of mortgages done every month, so the number of homes with loans divided by the number of mortgages done every year or month, however you want to do it, it tells us that in America, on average, we keep our loans about 5.2 years. And I know everybody tells me, but that's not going to be me, Ron. Okay, maybe it won't. $20 a month is $240 a year if you're shopping and you find someplace that can save you $20 a month. Now you save $240 a year, $1,200 over the life of that loan, the average life, again, with using that five-year period. $1,200. Now you're talking about buying a house, which is going to probably cost you somewhere between $300,000 and $700,000 in interest over the life of the loan. Again, I don't know what the exact numbers are in your scenario, but depending upon your purchase price, it's going to cost you $300,000 to $700,000. Now, you go to a call center. I wonder, if you go to a call center, do you think they're going to call you back and tell you when you've might be advantageous to refinance your loan? Probably not. If you go to the big bank, if you go to the credit union, do you think they're going to call you and tell you when it might be advantageous for you to restructure your loan? Probably not. When you go to a mortgage banker, a great one that prides themselves on being your trusted advisor for life, do you think that they're going to commit to contacting you every 6 to 12 months, at least doing an annual review with you? I know that is the process at VIP Mortgage. I've talked to them. That is part of their process, is to contact you and let you know what's the value of your property. What's the market doing on interest rates? Could it be beneficial to do a debt consolidation loan and save some money? These are all different issues that come about. And I'm going to share with you, it's not always about the rate, because if you can save money on your loan by restructuring or doing a debt consolidation, on average, when I look at debt consolidations for people, they're saving about $400 to $600 a month. A month! Yet you're concerned about $20 a month on rate. Think about that. $600 a month is $7,200 a year. $20 a month on the rate is $240 a year, but you want to do rate shopping. I suggest that Walmart is a great place to buy Crest toothpaste. And you don't need to go to Vons to buy Crest toothpaste. You're going to be paying more money at Vons because you're buying the exact same thing. When you're buying a mortgage, when you're looking at mortgages, now you're talking about apples and oranges. Walmart is not going to give you the same level of service as Nordstrom. Both fine companies. Both serve their industries well. not apples and apples. And now you're talking about a house and a home loan for hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you're worried about saving $20, $30, $40 a month. Doesn't make sense to me, but it is your call. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, random reasons your credit score could drop, some tax breaks you should be talking about or taking advantage of, and I'll tell you that we've got a tax expert coming into the studio on Friday. You don't want to miss that broadcast. You can reach me anytime. The off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E. GEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Homeowner tax breaks you should be taking advantage of in this market. There's quite a few of them, especially this time of year. You got to make sure you understand the homeowner tax breaks. Just because, share the information with your tax professional. And that's why I put it in the area, in the ATP section, the Area Trust Professionals, because that's your household board of directors. You need to have a board of directors working with you. You need to have a tax professional, a CPA, maybe an attorney or two, so that you can understand what all these different issues are. There are a number of tax breaks if you're buying a new home or if you bought a new home last year that you need to look at. Points on home mortgage and refinancing. If you bought a home in 2015 with a mortgage, then in addition to the mortgage interest, which could be a lot of money for you, you can probably write off the points, both origination and discount points on your tax return. Again, talk to the tax professional. Interest on a home improvement loan. The IRS considers the interest on a home improvement loan fully deductible. And again, I'm not the tax professional, but probably up to $100,000 in debt. You can look at that one. Property taxes. Share that information also. More than half of American homeowners take this deduction, which tells me a little under a half don't take the deduction and we're entitled to it. Think about that concept. Residential energy efficient tax credit. And we've got a contractor that we're working on coming as contributing with the radio broadcast to talk a lot about energy efficiency upgrades that you can do to your home. But there are still a lot of those tax advantages available from 2015. Renewable energy tax credit. Another one. Now, remember, tax credits are the great ones. They're not deductions. See, deductions come as a reduction of your income, and it's only to the extent of your tax liability. So think about this concept. If you get a deduction and you're in, just use the 30% tax bracket, you have a $1,000 deduction, 30% tax bracket, you're going to save $300. If you have a $1,000 tax credit, you take $1,000 off of your tax liability. So if you owe $1,000 and you have $1,000 credit, you owe zero. Income and interest on reverse mortgages. Here's one. I talk about the reverse mortgage on a regular basis. You need to understand this one. The interest on a reverse mortgage is not deductible until the loan is paid off. So you can't take a deduction each year for the interest as you might with a traditional mortgage, but the money that's coming out is a loan, so it's not taxable. Private mortgage insurance. You may be eligible to claim the deduction for private mortgage insurance or mortgage insurance premiums. The only difference being private versus mortgage insurance premium is that on an FHA loan. That deduction was set to expire after 2014, extended for 2015 and 2016. Who knows what they're going to do? There are some qualifications on there. So just be aware that you got to talk to the tax professional, area trusted professionals, your household board of directors. Home expenses and improvement. If you make improvements to the property, you cannot write off the cost of home improvements such as materials and the labor. You can write off the interest if you took out a loan to pay for it. However, when you sell the home, you do want to make sure that you share the information on home improvements with your tax professional, because that might adjust or affect your basis. Buying a home. The IRS allows first-time home buyers to withdraw up to $10,000 from their traditional IRA or even Roth IRAs penalty-free with the purchase of a home. Your spouse or even a parent, child, grandchild can kick in another $10,000 from their IRA. Again, talk to your tax professional. There's some tax breaks, tax information. Again, I am not the tax expert, but I like to give you enough information for you to reach out to your household board of directors with good guidance. Again, text ATP to 79564. Complete the survey, and we'll put you in touch with one of those folks to help you out. I get a lot of questions on a regular basis about credit scores. And obviously, we do talk about it a lot on Ron Siegel Radio because it is such a big, big topic. And everybody needs to understand their credit score. They need to realize what's going on with them. And some areas, some people are monitoring their scores a lot. I know if you go to the creditsanitizer.com, the middle button there, and I don't even remember what it's called, FES Education or something like that, that they have as a service right there. That FES Education program, I should look it up while we're talking. But that one gives you the ability of checking your credit scores on a regular basis or monitoring your credits, FES Protection Plan. And that does give you the opportunity through their they've got about 10 different services on there, Credit Builder maybe. It does give you the opportunity of monitoring your credit. But what I want you to understand here is we get questions, why did my credit score drop? Well, here's some issues. You paid off a loan or a credit card. And a lot of people think that when you pay off a loan or a credit card, that should help your score. If the loan you paid off was your only active installment loan, you might see a small drop in your score because it affects the mix of credit. If you have other accounts, it could be they have higher balances than the loan you paid off, meaning your credit utilization has shifted. Again, that's a big, big issue. There are always issues that come up on credit reports. I've shared with you many, many times, rarely do I see a perfect credit report. I've never seen one that's completely accurate. Not a perfect score, complete accuracy. Your credit file is mixed. When an item on your credit report gets mixed up with someone else's, it's commonly referred to as mixed files. And this happens a lot of times when you've got John Smith is your name, or Bob Jones. There's a lot of those. Juan Garcia, Juan Valdez. He makes coffee, but whatever. All of those are different issues where very, very similar names, and it becomes easy to get what they call a mixed credit file, and then you've got to watch out for it. Had one just recently that both father and son have the exact same name. They don't have a junior, same middle name, the whole bit. When you have all those issues, you could get a mixed file, and that can affect one or the other party's scores because nobody really has the identical scores. Pay off a credit card, and in some instances, depending upon your history and depending upon your utilization, there are times when your credit card issuer closes your card or lowers your limit. Maybe you have a credit card that you haven't been using, so the issuer just closes that credit card. They figure you don't need it anymore. You haven't been using it. That's why I tell you, on a regular basis, go and buy a tank of gas. Go and buy a cup of coffee. Go out to dinner. Pay it off right away. If it's a low percentage of your limit, you might even wait until after the statement closing date. You know that I'm a big proponent of closing that before the statement closing date. That way you get the maximized credit score. But if your issuer closes the card or lowers the limit, that's going to change the mix of your card. It might even change the usage of the card. It's going to change your numbers. You might have co-signed on a loan that somebody didn't pay. Loan gone bad. That's going to affect your credit. Someone stole your identity. Again, that will affect your credit. Because they're making a lot of applications to try and use your credit score for their benefit. Again, as part of that FES protection plan that they have, again, creditsanitizer.com will get you there. LifeLock is a part of it. Credit Builder, Credit Attorney, Smart Credit, Life Insurance, Discount Shopping, all of these issues, a prescription discount card, travel card, all of that is part of that FES protection plan. And my suggestion to you is you want to always be looking at these things because you never know when it's going to happen to you. And once you start needing your credit, you can't do anything about it. You have to start the process of repair. The process of repair does not mean that you finalized the repair. Think about that portion of it. Do it on a regular basis. That way, when you want to go buy that car, you're not surprised. When you want to go buy a house, you're not surprised. The difference in credit scores can be significant when it comes to your payment. And we talked in the last segment about rate shopping. Heck, things you can do on your own to help your score. Big, big issue. And the other thing that you can do to help yourself, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. If you miss any part of our broadcasts, you can go to ronsiegelradio.com. There's a big archive button right there. Puts the broadcast there. Or on YouTube, Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house.